Mind-changing radio.
If your organic Facebook page, so your Facebook page without ads, if it is not already getting inquiries and getting clients, it doesn't matter how much money you throw behind it, it's not going to work.
Imagine starting a new business in a new country, knowing no one, and also raising 3 kids under 6. Could you make it happen? My next guest unveils how she used Facebook 20 minutes a day to grow her award-winning international business. Chantel Girardi, international Facebook business expert, next on Self Talk Radio Show. Brought to you by Pure Energy Apothecary, now offering hand sanitizers and lotions in scented and unscented. Get yours at pureenergybody.com.
Welcome to Self Talk Radio Show. My next guest, she says Facebook saved her business. She went from a broke business owner in a new country with 3 kids under 5 years old to now voted the top 100 coolest companies in Australia for 2018. She's received 2 international business awards for out-of-the-box marketing for startups, and she's a finalist in Telstra Business Awards, and she's been featured on Channel 9 News, among many others. Welcome, Chantel Girardi, to Self Talk Radio Show. Hi.
Hi, hello.
So you started broke. Can you tell me, take me back to the beginning?
Yeah, it was one of those things. I'm originally from South Africa, and my husband at the time and I got the opportunity to immigrate to Australia. So we basically sold up everything, packed our bags, and came to live on the Gold Coast, and knew absolutely nobody. So literally starting again. And at that point, I had twins that were 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old as well. So 3 kids under 5. Came here, no grannies to help, no extra income. He came in on a working visa, so he was working and I was at home with the kids. But what happened was, in the first couple of years, he was actually made redundant in Australia. And that forced me to sort of step up and go, well, what are we going to do here to pull ourselves out of this? And I was a personal trainer in South Africa. So I thought, well, I'm going to build a personal training business on the Gold Coast. But everybody kind of went, well, there's a personal trainer on every corner, and they're all sports models and athletes, and everybody knows them. Nobody knows you, and you're a mom. You got these kids. How are you going to do it? So I did what any good person does and sat and played on Facebook. but what I learned was that Facebook was a great way to build your personal branding and to get to know people and to build know, like, and trust. And within a year, I built one of the biggest personal training businesses on the Gold Coast.
Wow. And you did that in a year? And you knew nobody? Wow, that's impressive. Now, you talk about 8 fundamentals of Facebook. Can you go over that?
Oh, definitely. You know, these are the things I always come back to. And I say, without these 8 things, your Facebook is likely to fail. So the number one thing is, firstly, you've got to make a decision on how you want to be seen online. So this is your personal branding, but it also relates to your privacy. Do you want to be very public? Do you want to be very private? I always say, before we do anything, the number one thing is to establish how you actually want to be seen, because people are going to be people like to do business with people, and the relationships are built with people. And number 2 is, you know, you have to decide who your ideal client is, because it's not going to be everyone. It's going to be somebody very specific. It has to be someone who's ready for you and wants what it is that you have to offer. So it's important to establish and work out who that person is before you even go to Facebook. Number 3 is, and this is one of the most underutilized things, so people out there right now, just go and do this right now. Go and stalk your competitors on Facebook, because it's not so that we can copy them, but it's so that we can differentiate ourselves from them. We can go and recognize what our point of difference is, what our unique selling point is, and we can help to create an outstanding Facebook profile. Number 4 is, we want to make sure that we do the R's, which are, we need to respond to people, so we don't just go on and just talk. We make sure that it's a two-sided conversation, that we respond to people and we develop those meaningful relationships. But the other R is that we actually review what we're doing. Many people go on and they post and they do things, but they never review and have a look at whether or not it's working or not, and then tweak it along the way. Number five is we want to make sure that we have the S word, which is a strategy. So we don't just go and just go, well, this is what I love to do. I'm just going to go and do it. And every day I'm just going to throw my wares out on Facebook and give them lots of value. And that's how I'm going to get clients. We actually need to start with the end in mind. So we need to go, well, how much money is it that we're going to make? What is our desirable offer that someone is going to happily pay us for? And then work backwards from that. How are we going to get a yes from them online?
Mm.
So, you know, those are a couple of the fundamentals there, which are so super important.
Now, you mentioned about privacy, and sometimes you get a balance between how private you want to be and how public you want to be. If it's a business and you have a privacy setting, is that going to limit you in what you want to do for business on Facebook?
Look, that's a fantastic question, and so many people ask it, The answer to that is it does somewhat limit the relationships that you're going to be building. It does limit the reach that you're going to have, because although it's a social media platform and we can reach more people and we can reach people across the world, the reality is that people still have this inbuilt want or need to actually have meaningful relationships with people, not just superficial relationships. So if a business page detaches themselves from the page and they don't add themselves as a team member and they don't introduce themselves or they don't do lives and they're literally hidden from their business page, it does make it a lot harder for strangers online to form that relationship with you.
We're speaking with Chantelle Girardi. She is a Facebook expert out of Australia. And when we come back, we're going to ask more about some content ideas to get that algorithm kicked in for you so that you make more sales. When we come back on Self Talk Radio Show.
Can't sleep? Have brain fog? Try this. Sleep meditation, soothing meditations to help you stop bad habits, start positive change, and sleep like a baby. Sleepmeditation.org.
Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer. My guest is Chantelle Girardi. She is a Facebook expert, and we were talking about the fundamentals of Facebook. Now, what about the algorithm? I know I've tried to figure it out, and you know, every time I think I've got it, they change it. So are there any tips to get the algorithm working for you?
Definitely. Firstly, I think that the algorithm gets a bad rap. Often I believe it's not actually the algorithm, it's a person's lack of strategy that's actually that's holding them back. How the algorithm works is it's a prediction. So when you correctly fill out your profile on Facebook, and when you correctly input data into Facebook, and you engage in things that your ideal clients are interested in, and you also provide content that your ideal client is interested in, what happens is that like attracts like, and the algorithm actually brings you together and puts you in front of each other's feeds. So I love the algorithm because we can literally train it. As I said, if we just go in and fill it out correctly, make sure that you're putting the right relevant content in there, but you're also showing interest in what your ideal clients are also interested in, it will match you. So even if the algorithm does change slightly every now and then, and you know they come out with new things every now and then, you can kind of go, okay, well, I understand why Facebook's done that. It just means I've got to kind of do this. But the basic principles are always going to be there. Facebook needs us to like, comment, and share and engage, and it needs our words to be put on Facebook in order for it to read what we're interested in, because else it actually cannot put information on our timeline.
Yeah, I've been noticing that on pages, they're allowing pages to like other pages so that it creates the news feed. I've wanted that for years from Facebook, to have a separate news feed for your page and a separate news feed for your personal. And it looks like they're finally doing that. Are you seeing that in Australia?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic that they're doing that. The other one is, you know, some groups you can actually engage as your page. However,
yes,
going back to that personal and business sort of relationship side of it, I found that in groups, it's better to engage as the person. On your business page, it's okay to engage as your page. And I believe that Facebook does this because what happens is because it's been around for a long time, people start to get lazy. So they stop liking, commenting, and sharing. And when that happens, it means Facebook's not going to get the information it needs to be able to, well, even for Facebook ads, it's not actively going to be able to predict what it is that you're interested in. So whenever they create these things, it's always because they're trying to get us to engage more. It's the same reason why they brought out those little funny faces of the wow and the love heart, and the, because people stopped thumbing up and they basically then don't know what it is that we're interested in, so they don't know what to show us.
Now, you talk a little bit about likes and engagement and all of that, which is great, but what do you do for engagement that converts into a sale?
Well, I think the important thing to remember here is that when we are, you know, building our online presence, it is all about relationships. And sometimes people can think because it's social media, it's not a relationship. It's just me. But relationships aren't built like that. Relationships are two-sided, meaning that you want to engage your audience and get their feedback. You want to actually ask them what it is that they want, what they like. You know, you want to get feedback from them. It is a two-way conversation. And that is how engagement happens. So when people go in there and they just sell and they start losing the social aspect of it, that's when the engagement goes down. And of course, that's when the organic reach goes down as well. So in order to get engagement, you can do things like run polls. On your business page, you can run a poll of two different things. And in a group, you can do multiple, which is really cool. You can also share your own story, because believe it or not, sharing your own backstory and where you've come from and the journey you've been on, people engage in that quite a lot, along with your business backstory. So what is your why? Why are you passionate about what you do? They want to hear about how you failed along the way, because it makes you seem human, and people can connect with you at a deeper, more meaningful level. But also you want to be sharing social proof and success stories so that your ideal client can resonate with you and identify with you, so that when they, you know, see your success stories or they see social proof and testimonials, they go, oh, well, you got results. Oh, well, you did that. And it can compel them to then take action and find out more about what it is that you're offering.
Now, how do you generate, you say you can generate free leads off of Facebook. How do you do that?
Excellent. Well, there's a couple of ways. So the first thing is obviously making sure that your business page is set up correctly and you are providing the right content and you know who it is that you're talking to, so that the content that you provide for them is suitable. One of the most important things to make sure that you are doing is that you have a desirable offer, because if your offer is not desirable to your online audience, you're not going to get a yes and nobody's going to purchase it. So the first thing is making sure that that page is set up correctly. The second thing is that you know how to use the full capabilities of Facebook. So you can go onto Facebook, find your ideal clients, and actually put yourself or your business or your offer in front of them using the right etiquette and without being spammy. And the third way to do it would be to do joint collaborations. So, for example, you and I are having this conversation right now, which means, you know, potentially we have the same audience. So now I'm putting myself in front of you, your audience, and you're putting yourself in front of my audience. So that is another way that you can grow your page and be more visible and put yourself out there in front of more people. Many people just set up their page and just hope that people are going to jump on, but it is two-folded. You do have to go out onto Facebook and you have to create those opportunities as well.
So Chantel, you were talking about, you know, having an incredible offer, you know, make me an offer I can't refuse kind of thing. So what happens with a business owner that says, okay, I've done the juicy offer. Do I have to keep doing that over and over and over again, discounting my products?
No, definitely not. It's not about discounting. So creating a desirable offer means it's desirable by someone and they're happy to pay for it and pay for it at full price. So a couple of the words I like to use is desirable, valuable, customer-focused, and outcome-focused. And if you consider all of that when putting together your offer, you will get a yes from someone, because it does solve their problem and they're prepared to pay for that solution. And that's how it is. But many people create an offer that they think that they would like, but they forget about the journey that they've come along to get to that point. They forget about how they were when they first started out before they knew what they know. So they create offers based on where they are right now, and often use language that is language that they've acquired along the way, rather than dumbing it down, for lack of a word, but dumbing it down to help make their ideal client resonate more with it so that they can get an easier yes.
We're speaking with Chantel Girardi on Self Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we're going to find out how to get customers, create opportunities through Facebook and DIY Facebook marketing. Can you really do this yourself? We'll find out when we come back on Self Talk Radio Show.
Ready to create your own podcast? Not sure where to begin? Start with WebHelp US. They built Self Talk Radio Show's site and the site for I Love Old Time Radio Show, now boasting over 100,000 downloads. Why not have them build yours? WebHelpUS.com.
Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer, my guest Chantel Girardi. And Chantel, once we have the initial Facebook page done, how do we get it ready for Facebook ads?
Oh, that is a ginormous question. The best way to answer that question is if your organic Facebook page, so your Facebook page without ads, if it is not already getting inquiries and getting clients, it doesn't matter how much money you throw behind it, it's not going to work. So I always say to everyone, you have to go back to those fundamentals and make sure that you have the fundamentals in place. You've got to make sure that you have the desirable offer, that you know who your ideal client is. But when it comes to Facebook advertising, the most important thing is being able to capture those leads. So is your business able to actually capture those leads? And when I say capture leads, it's not capture sales, because if it's a cold audience, people are not going to buy from you. They need to see you and be touched by you a few times before they make a decision, especially if it's a high-priced offer. So you have to spend time nurturing those people, which takes a lot of investment in money to be able to do that. So organically, if you already have people who know, like, and trust you, you've already got a solid, strong Facebook page, you're already going out and doing collaborations, and you're well-known, well, then your audience is warmer. So when you put money on advertising, it's more likely to convert. So when you talk about capturing those leads, is that if they're interested in what it is that they see from you, but they're not ready to buy from you right now, it's imperative that the business owner has a way to capture those leads. Firstly, they need to be able to recognize them. And secondly, they need to be able to capture them. And that's usually via opt-in, so that they can opt-in, get them onto their database, and continue to nurture them until that customer is ready to actually take on what it is that they're selling.
So what you mean by an opt-in is get my free ebook, download here, and that's how you get a lead?
Yeah, 100%. Now, a lot of people now, you know, they all know what you're doing. Everyone knows that it's an opt-in. They know that you're going to go on your email list. And it's not about getting the wrong people on your email list. It's about getting the right people. So, for example, I do have a couple of opt-ins, because a desirable opt-in is going to be different for each of your ideal clients. So I've got a variety of them. But not only that, I've simply got a subscribe button, meaning that if you are interested in what it is that I have, but you're not ready right now, you'd like me to stay forefront of mind, subscribe. And we actually find that people are more inclined to actually just subscribe than they are to actually download the opt-in.
Interesting. Now, if you're just starting with your own business and you're not, you know, enough about Facebook to be dangerous kind of thing, is it wise for you to do your own Facebook marketing?
100%. I see this all the time, and I always say to people, you do not have to gamble your hard-earned money away on ads, and you do not have to gamble it on outsourcing it to someone else. My best example is that if you were dating online, and say you're on Tinder, and somebody wanted to meet up with you for your first coffee, would you send your VA out to have that first date?
Probably not.
And here's the thing, okay, especially if you're talking about a relationship or business, so for example with coaches or people who work directly with that person, that's literally what you're doing. You're outsourcing your words, you're outsourcing your images, you're outsourcing your content to somebody else who possibly doesn't know the business as well as you know. They're not as passionate about it as you are. And literally I always say, you know, would you trust your leads to somebody else? Because it's your bread and butter on the line. So what I believe is that if business owners empower themselves with an income-producing strategy and the skills to do it themselves, they can successfully do it. And they don't have to spend hours every day. It's literally a case of 20 minutes a day. You have a strategy, you get up every day, you know what to do to get an actual result. And it's one simple strategy. It doesn't have to be 10,000 million things.
How do you strategize your social media?
Good question. So let's think. For me, I find my one-on-one clients are the best for me. We have, you know, tried to run a whole lot of online workshops and do a whole lot of smaller offers. But I find that the people generally who want to work with me want to work one-on-one, and they don't want a cookie cutter strategy. They actually want to work one-on-one with a coach. So I've kind of niched that one-on-one, and I tend to attract those people. I do, however, have a Facebook group, which is a monetized Facebook group. So I've done things a little bit backwards. A lot of people have a public group and then funnel people from a public group into then a monetized group, whereas I've done it differently in that if somebody can't afford to or is not quite ready to work with me one-on-one, they can go into my mastermind weekly training group and they can pay to be in that group. So that group's monetized already from the front. I believe have as few pages as possible and have as few groups as possible. And if it's not making you money and you're spending all this time on it, it's not working. It has to change.
Mm, yeah. What if you wanted to hire a marketing expert to help you with social media? What are the things to look for?
Great question. You definitely want to look at their reviews and see whether or not they are actually getting reviews. So I'd go in and stalk the people that are actually leaving those reviews and see the kind of results that they are getting. If possible, even phone some of those people and ask whether or not you can have a discussion with them about whether or not they've achieved results or not. But I'm not sure if you'd be able to do that all the time. Or just get somebody to refer. So for example, I have an agency, but an agency who does that for us. So they do messenger bots, they do Facebook ads, they do email marketing, they do social media management, but they are on the same page as me in that we believe that the business owner has to have the strategy first. So it's imperative that the business owner gets that strategy first and knows the direction that their business is going in. Comes up with that strategy, comes up with an income producing action plan. And then from there go, okay, I'm too busy to do this now. I'm going to outsource it to someone else. Now, the reason we believe that it's a two thing is that agencies or people who are running things for you, they are technically minded and they're not a strategist or a creative. So I believe that they're two different people. So the strategy should be with the business owner and then the agency to run it is the people who know the numbers and are analytical and can go out and make it happen. But the business owner needs to know what's going on and they need to be able to keep their eye on it and they need to understand it. And this is where often they get taken for a ride because it's not happening. They think that the agency is getting results or they think that it's working or they think that those results are normal. They don't realize that it's not. And it's because they haven't been part of the initial process of understanding how those leads are generated.
Chantel, how would someone work with you?
The best way to do it is to go onto my website, which is chantelgerardi.com.au. You will have to check out the spelling. And you can just subscribe to the website so you can, you know, this webinar, this podcast will go out on there as well, out to my database. We send out blogs weekly. We also send out content plans and any new releases by Facebook because Facebook makes releases all the time. And that would be the best way. They can also book a discovery call with me then to see whether or not they want to work one-on-one, or they can see whether or not perhaps they would like to join our weekly mastermind training group.
Oh, that's great. Now, are you strictly Facebook? Do you work in Instagram or Pinterest or any of the others?
Great question. I am now a qualified social media marketer, a social media coach, so I can work across all platforms. But my income-producing strategy is on Facebook. So I can help you integrate LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, all the other social media platforms, and I can help you identify what your content should be across all those profiles. But my income-producing program is through Facebook.
Chantel, it has been a pleasure talking to you. You have a wealth of knowledge about using social media to build business. We really appreciate having you on.
Thank you so much.
And if you want more information about Chantel, go to chantelgerardi.com.au. And also we'll have that link on our website, selftalkradioshow.com. Thank you so much, Chantel.
Thank you.
I'm Sarah Spencer for Self Talk Radio Show. If you're a fan of Self Talk Radio Show, head out to our Facebook page, take a picture of yourself listening to the show, and you could win yourself a $25 gift card courtesy of Pure Energy Apothecary or one of our guests or sponsors. Thank you so much for listening to Self Talk Radio Show, Mind Changing Radio, where you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course at selftalkradioshow.com.